Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello, and welcome to this new episode on Rethinking Yin Yoga. Why your practice might feel dysregulating. When you look at the Yin Yoga class from the outside, it appears very quiet. People are lying down or seated, holding shapes for longer periods of time, moving very little. Compared to more dynamic styles of yoga, it looks like the place where the nervous system would finally get a chance to settle. But what I have seen over the years in my own practice and in teaching is that slow doesn't automatically mean safe, and stillness does not automatically lead to calm. In fact, for many people, stillness can be the very thing that brings them into contact with discomfort they weren't expecting. Because when we remove movement, distraction, and constant input, something else becomes more noticeable. The body, the breath, sensations that might have been there all along but were easier to ignore. And sometimes emotions that don't have a clear explanation but are very present in the body. For a nervous system that is already overwhelmed, overstimulated, or used to staying in motion, that kind of stillness can feel unfamiliar. And what is unfamiliar doesn't always feel safe. So instead of softening, the body might respond by bracing. Instead of relaxing, the mind becomes more active. Instead of feeling calm, there might be restlessness, irritation, or even anxiety. And this is the part that often confuses people. They come to Yin Yoga expecting to feel better, more relaxed, more grounded. And when that doesn't happen, they assume something is wrong with them, that they are not doing it properly, that they just need to try harder to let go. But often what's actually happening is that the nervous system is responding in a very intelligent way. It is noticing that something feels unfamiliar, and it is trying to protect. Long holds, especially when there is no clear permission to adjust, to move, or to come out of the pose, can amplify that experience. Because when the body feels like it has to stay, even when something doesn't feel right, it can start to interpret the situation as unsafe. And that's where a practice that is meant to support regulation can begin to create the exact opposite effect. Because the way Yin Yoga is often thought doesn't always take the nervous system into account. This is where I feel there is a missing layer in many Yin Yoga spaces. An understanding that regulation is not about becoming calm. It's about developing the capacity to move between different states of the nervous system without getting stuck in them. There are moments in life where activation is needed, where focus, alertness, and energy are appropriate responses. And there are moments where rest, softness, and stillness are supportive. A regulated nervous system is not one that stays in one of these states all the time. It's one that can move between them with some degree of flexibility. And Yin Yoga, when approach with that understanding can become a very powerful way to support that flexibility and resilience. But it requires a different relationship to the practice. It requires choice and agency. It requires the understanding that you are allowed to move, to adjust, to come out of a pose if something doesn't feel right. It requires a language that invites exploration rather than endurance. And it requires an awareness that stillness is not something we force onto the body, but something we allow when the body feels ready for it. When those elements are present, the experience of Yin Yoga changes quite significantly. Practitioners begin to trust themselves more, notice the difference between sensation that feels supportive and sensation that feels overwhelming. They learn how to stay with their experience without overriding it. And from there, regulation becomes something that emerges rather than something that is imposed. For teachers, this shift is just as important because the way we guide a practice shapes how people relate to what they are feeling. If we present stillness as something that should feel relaxing, students may stay in poses that are not supportive for them, simply because they believe they are supposed to. But if we acknowledge that stillness can feel different for everyone and that all responses are valid, we create a space for a much more honest and safe experience. This is the kind of approach that has shaped my work over the years. Once you begin to see that layer, the practice changes and teaching changes. It becomes less about holding poses for a certain amount of time and more about how you are relating to yourself within that time. If you are curious to experience this in a simple and accessible way, I invite you to start with a felt experience in my free Yin Reset practice. It's a gentle entry point into this way of practicing Yin Yoga, where you can begin to notice how your nervous system responds to stillness when there is space, choice, and awareness. And if you feel ready to explore this more deeply, Yinversion is coming back in June. It's a free, 3-day experience where we begin to unpack these layers in a more structured way. So whether you're a teacher wanting to hold space more safely or a Yin Yoga practitioner who senses that there is more to Yin Yoga than what you have been taught so far, you're both welcome in this experience. I will share the links to these free offerings in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and I hear you in the next one. If today's episode resonated with you, and you feel called to explore this work more deeply, here are a few gentle steps that you can take. You can download my free ebook, Meridians, Emotions, and Yin Yoga, which is a nice entry point into this topic. You can try the free emotional and nervous system Yin Reset, designed for you to experience how my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method, works in practice. You can also watch my free trauma awareness webinar called Trauma Informed Yoga Foundations. You are invited to join my next live 100-hour trauma informed Yin Yoga and Chinese Meridians teacher training in Thailand, or my 30-hour The Art of Trauma Informed Space Holding course, also held in Thailand. Upcoming dates and details and links will be shared in the description. If traveling is not an option for you right now, or you are planning to complete my teacher trainings while I'm on my maternity break, you can also join my online self-paced 100-hour trauma-informed Yin Yoga and Chinese Meridians teacher training, or join the waitlist of the online self-paced 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course. The details and links of all these offerings are going to be shared in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for being part of this community.